Now, Beetlejuice, as well as being a classic film, is one of the brightest stars in the sky. It's Orion's right shoulder, and it's one of the largest stars we know of. It's a red supergiant with a mass about 20 times larger than the Sun and a radius about 1,000 times larger than the Sun. So if it was sitting in the solar system, it would actually fill up the whole of the solar system out to Jupiter's orbit. Now, this week, Charles Townes from Berkeley, California, has announced something quite interesting. The radius has shrunk by about 15% over 15 years. And it seems that this contraction is actually getting faster. Now, this might seem a bit...
So you mean the star is actually shrinking?
The star is shrinking. The outer layers of the star are shrinking.
But would it normally do the opposite then? Would you expect as a star ages for it to swell up or at least stay roughly the same?
Well, this kind of star is actually quite interesting. It's an incredibly fast-burning star. It's only about 8 or 9 million years old and it's already in the final stages of its life. The Sun, for example, is about 5 billion years old. And basically, it's so big, it's about 20 times heavier than the Sun, that it's compressed all the gas in it really, really high to high pressures. And the higher the pressure, the higher the temperature, the faster it reacts. So it's already burnt all of its hydrogen. What it's burning now, they're not quite sure. But what happens to these stars? First off, they burn hydrogen, then the core collapses, blows the outside out into this huge red giant, and the core then starts burning helium. Then they can start burning carbon, neon, oxygen, and then silicon. And eventually, if this contraction is something to do with it finishing burning silicon, there's no more reactions that can go on. And eventually, there's nothing left, so the core collapses and collapses and collapses until it turns into essentially a huge atomic nucleus. It turns into a neutron star. And this releases an immense amount of energy, about 20% of its rest mass. So immense amounts. This creates a supernova and just blows the whole star to pieces.
When this happens on the other side of the universe, we have various satellites and telescopes designed to spot these things, gamma ray bursts and X-ray flashes. Yeah. They're incredibly intense and incredibly bright, even over those vast distances. This star's not very far away, so what would be the consequence for us then?
It's about 600 light years away, so it's close, but not that close. So it shouldn't actually be very dangerous to us, but if it did go supernova, it has lots of stages, it expands and contracts lots of times, but if it did go supernova, it'd be brighter than the moon, brighter than the full moon, and you'd be able to see it during the day for a couple of months. Orion wouldn't have a right-hand shoulder anymore.
Oh dear. But obviously there'll be no problem spotting it, but this will obviously offer astronomers an unprecedented view of this kind of process, presumably, because we normally have to look miles away and often we catch them after they've already happened. So this would be amazing if this actually happened.
Yeah, if it did happen. They've never actually watched a star in all the sort of precursors of a supernova, which is why they don't know whether this one's going to go off at the moment. So because they always see them after they go bang, they suddenly get really exciting and really big, but they haven't been watching it because there's billions of stars in the sky and they can't watch them all.
Terrific. So if it did, November the 5th might come early for Beetlejuice. You never know, Kat.
It's quite a terrifying thought.